What a blessing it was, Brother Jake. Thank you all for putting those songs together and having them for us this morning. I want you to take your Bibles and turn to the book of Matthew and be Matthew chapter number 2. If you will, let's go to Matthew chapter number 2. And you knew you was going to get us something about Christmas this morning, right? And was it Wednesday night? I mess up when we start switching things around. Last Wednesday night, we had our rocking chair service. And, man, that was a blessing. Once again, have all the youngins up here, especially during everything that's going on. And I know that all them youngins are sitting out there and, they're not sitting. All them youngins is out there tearing up the fellowship hall. And, so you pray for them. Somebody told me, I think it was Melissa. She says, I'm jealous. She said, you tell the kids to be quiet and they're quiet. We tell them we're screaming and hollering. They don't listen to us for nothing. And so anyhow, I told her, I said it was a man of God. You got to say it like that now, man of God. He was speaking, but no, anyhow, I do appreciate, the youngins and it was new to them. They get familiar. If they get in here and get familiar, you'll find out how rowdy they can be, right? All right. So if you're in Matthew chapter number 2, say amen. If you're not, you're probably not going to find it. It's just one of them books that it ain't that hard to find. And if you can't, then you, never mind. All right, verse number 1, let's start reading. The Bible says this, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, this is the same Herod the great, but there was nothing great about him as far as biblically. He was a good king and he did great things. From a political standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint, he wasn't. Behold, there came wise men, the Bible says, from the east to Jerusalem. Now, how many of y'all think y'all know what the title of this message is going to be? Anybody? Who said it? Somebody over here said it. Dalton, wise men still seek him, all right? That is not the title. But anyhow, how many times have we heard that in church, right? And, he did right, because most people, that's what their mind goes to. Wise men still seeking, because it's been preached for since the beginning of time, I reckon. But anyhow, that's not what we titled this thing, all right? Now, verse number 2, the Bible says, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. So the Bible says that these men, these wise men from the east, we know from study that they are called magi. It's the same, I guess, a root word of where we have our magicians from. But basically, these men were as some sort of astronomers, all right? And we do not know the number. We've always ascribed 3 to them because there was 3 gifts that are mentioned. There's other places in the Bible that suggests that there was a multitude, a great and large caravan, if you would, that came to celebrate this child being born. Now, this is nothing new to us in a royal setting. Even today, if one of them, England or something like that, if they're having a baby, it's all, if they get married, if they go to the bathroom, we know about it because CNN is going to let us know what's happening in England. They don't realize that we shot them people in England, so we didn't have to hear that. I need somebody to say amen. It's amazing to me how much that they try to get involved in our politics and tell us what we should and what we, you do remember we shot y'all so we don't have to listen to y'all, right? I need somebody to say amen, all right? We are very much, but anyhow, y'all get what I'm saying. If there's an announcement of the royal family, it's going to be all over. It's going to be heard, right? And so here, these magi, if you will, this caravan, this group of people, these men from the east, they come to Jerusalem. Why wouldn't they? What were they looking for? According to scripture, the king. They were looking for the king of the Jews, so why in the world would they not go to Jerusalem? All right? And so they go to Jerusalem, and they are looking for the king of the Jews, and the response in the palace is, do what? The Bible says that Herod was troubled. Now, a little bit of history on Herod. They said that a pig, this is what was said about Herod by historians, that a pig was safer in the house of Herod than his own sons. The reason they say that is because he had killed multiple sons. I think he had three sons. Antipater, I think, was one of their names. Augustus was one of their names, and the other one was an A2, and that's the only reason I could remember them two. But anyhow, he had killed them because he was paranoid that somebody was going to take his throne. And so he was troubled, not because he knew nothing about it. He was troubled that there may in fact be a king of the Jews that would come and unseat him. And so what does he do? He calls together the religious leaders. He starts off with the priests. You would think that the priests would know a little bit about this child that would be born. You would think that the priests would know a little bit about where he would be born, when he would be born, and all these things. You would think that they would have pretty good knowledge of it. But just in case they didn't have a good knowledge of it, he also called the scribes. Now, in our mindset, and according to the book of Acts, we think of the scribes as those, that wrote the Bible, that not wrote the Bible, but copied the Bible and preserved the Bible and made sure that you and I, these men that knew the Bible, but it also has a meaning of men that taught the Bible. Not only were they well versed in the Bible, but they were also teachers of the Bible. And so he, or scripture, let me say that, because at that time they did not have the Bible. So they were teachers of scripture. And so he brings in the religious crowd and those that should know the scripture to explain to him where, or to identify to him, to let him know where this king of the Jews would be born. And the Bible says, and they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Let me go back before we move too far. And let me say this. He got the religious leaders in there, okay? And they knew exactly where the king would be born, according to scripture. They said, according to the prophet, this is where he was going to be born. In Bethlehem of Judea would rise up a governor to rule over them. And by the way, that word rule right there means, it really means feed. All right. Now, verse number 7. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Herod said, man, I'd like to worship him too. How many of you know Herod wasn't interested in worshiping? All right, we know that from scripture. But Herod pulls the wise men aside and he said, look here. He said, I'm interested in this king of the Jews as well. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to go find him. I want you to go search him out. And when you find him and you worship him, he told them, I want you to come back and I want you to tell me where he is. And that way I can go and worship him also. All right. The Bible says in verse number 9, and when they had heard the king, they departed. They didn't answer him and say, yes, we would. They just departed according to the Bible. And lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And so let me say this. the Bible here in verse number 11 tells us that they come into the house and they saw, I want you to notice the wording here, the young child. Many have just grown up and many have just heard the message and heard the Bible, read the Bible, and assumed that these magi or these wise men came at the same time that Jesus was born. They also had the belief that they were much like the shepherds who came the night or either the night thereafter Christ was born. But here, the Bible shows us that when they came, they saw the young child with Mary. Not the baby, but the young child. Why I bring that up is because when we cross-reference this with Herod, Herod put out a decree that every child under the age of 2 was to be killed. So most likely, these wise men came somewhere between a year to 2 years after the birth of Jesus Christ. With this large of a caravan, it would have taken time to organize. It would have taken time for them to get together. And they weren't traveling by train, plane, or automobile. They were walking or they were on camels. So it would have taken them time to get from where they were to this area, all right, or to Jerusalem. Okay, now this makes sense in that they said, we have seen his star. They seen his star more than likely on the night that he was born. But yet they did not travel or they weren't able to travel to Jerusalem until possibly 6 months to 2 years. I would say, let me just say it this way, 6 months to a year and a half later, okay, before they finally arrived in Jerusalem. This is why they come once again to Jerusalem. They're not following the star. They just seen the star. Is everybody with me? I'm trying to help y'all right here. All right, let's get it all together. So they seen the star, and because they had knowledge of scripture, we'll get into that, they come to Jerusalem. Why? Because they were looking for who? The king of the Jews. And where would the king of the Jews be? In Jerusalem. Okay. Now, once they get there, they find out that the palace has no idea about the king of the Jews. All right. And so there they are sent out, and then the star reappears. And the star led them to Bethlehem, and the star led them, a matter of fact, to the child. So the Bible says in verse number 9, and went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. So this star, is everybody with me, led them, and it stopped when it got to Jesus. It literally means it rested upon his head. That's what that stood over where the young child was. Matter of fact, it is said by historians that this is where the halo come from. In the halo and stuff like that is where terminology began. Was from this story and the star that set upon Jesus' head here. Okay, now the Bible tells us that they come in and they gave three gifts. They give gold, which would be a representation of a king, right? They give frankincense, which would speak, I believe, speaks of the office of a priest, right? Because in the temple, the priest ministered with incense, all right? But as we go myrrh, as we get to myrrh, this is representing a gift of his death. So not only did they recognize his birth, but in all of this, they recognized his authority, they recognized who he was, and they recognized that he was sent to die. So the songs that we do sing, is everybody all right? I'm just giving you some history. We ain't got into the sermon yet, but a lot of this stuff that we sing Christmas carols about and everything else is good. It's got some good biblical foundation to it, all right? And so they brought these gifts. They brought the three gifts. The Bible says, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. All right. This leads us to believe that they possibly was thinking of returning to Herod and letting him know where the king of the Jews was. And God came to them in a vision of some sort, in a dream, and let them know that was a bad idea. All right. The Bible says, and when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. All right, we'll stop right there with our reading. I entitled this, I have preached all kind of messages. I think I have anyhow. It feels like I preach a lot on Christmas. I preached on ornaments. I think I preached on the tree. I think, was that maybe last year? I preached on the tree. I preached on the shepherds. I preached on the wise men. We try to do things different. But this year, we have a phenomenon that's happening, I believe, tomorrow night. And, it's called the Bethlehem Star. And, all over Facebook and all over social media and stuff like that, people are saying, some of the saved people that don't go to church, they're saying, hey, Jesus is coming back tomorrow. Right? While Jesus may come back tomorrow, it won't be because he let everybody know he was coming back. All right. The fact is no man knows the time, no man knows the day nor the hour. And I would expect, if a lot of people are expecting him to come back tomorrow, he'll just say, I'll do it different. All right. But anyhow, a lot of people are attributing this or saying that, hey, this is a sign from heaven and something big's fixing to happen. I mean, who doesn't want it, right? 2020 has been a disaster. I'm ready to check out. I'm ready to be up there, right? There's got to be a lot better things going on up there than what's going on right here, all right? So, but this Bethlehem Star, if I understand it right, what it basically is a phenomenon that has not happened in over 800 years. And what's going to happen is the planet of Jupiter and the planet of Venus will align, and they will look as if they're a big star. That's supposed to happen tomorrow night, and I don't know all the details on that. You can look it up. It's called the Bethlehem Star. If you type it in, I think you can type in the Bethlehem Star, maybe a 2020 or something like that, and it'll give you some more information on that if you wanted to see it. But as I was looking at this and I was thinking about this star, my mind just went to the star. If you notice, while I was reading, I kept emphasizing the word star. And so I entitled this thing, A Star Is Born. That's what I called it. All right. Is everybody all right? I know it's groundbreaking. All right. I mean, it's just shocked the world and everything else. A star is born. And, as I got to doing some study on this, I want you to know that, this is a biblical sermon. Is everybody all right? And as we look at this, I want to look at a couple of things about the star. We're going to look at several things about the star, three to be exact. But I want you to look with me first, the revelation of the star, the revelation of the star. I want to get over to a passage of scripture, if you'll let me. And it's in Numbers chapter, Numbers chapter number 24, I believe is a reference, and in verse number 17. And the prophet Balaam. All right. Balaam is writing here and or speaking here, and he says this, and in reference to a Messiah. Now, this is pretty cool. In Numbers chapter number 24, verse number 17, it says, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth. So as Balaam is giving his discourse, and this, he says that there shall come a star. So a star is born. Does everybody see what I'm saying here? It's biblical. There was a star that was born. If you notice the revelation of the star, we see not the revelation of the star. I want you to notice this about the source of a star. It is by God. Its source is God. Matter of fact, over in Genesis chapter number 1, and I don't have to get my glasses on, in Genesis chapter number 1 and in verse number 16, it said, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And so we see the source of the star in the revelation of the star. We see the source of the star. It's from God. Can I say this? This star that was born in Bethlehem, his source is God. Matter of fact, he is God. And he was designed, as we already sang about this morning, to come and to die for mankind. So we see the revelation of this star all the way back in Numbers, chapter number 24. But we also see a revelation of the star by this passage of scripture in Matthew, chapter number 2, where the magi, or the wise men, came and they said, "We have seen his star." Is everybody with me? And then if we go on in Revelation, let's see here, Revelation chapter number 1. Let me get over there. And are y'all still with me? All right, Revelation chapter number 1, and let's see. The Bible says, I got to find it. Y'all got to give me a minute. Is everybody all right? I should have wrote this stuff down, but I don't write things down. Is anybody else like that? All right, good. The Bible says this. It says in verse number 20 of chapter number 1, "The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches." And so God, he tells us that there are stars, not only Jesus here, but we're also looking at some preachers that are stars. I just thought I'd throw that out. Now y'all know why I didn't write it down, all right? All right, now, here's where we was getting to. Revelation chapter number 22, all right? Just in case y'all didn't know, I'm a star. Revelation, is everybody all right? All right, Revelation chapter number 22. Here's what Jesus says, all right? The Bible says, "And for I testify," let me get up here, verse 16, "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star." Is everybody with me? So a star is born. We see the revelation of a star. We see their source. We see their span. They were here long before you and I were born. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us about Jesus that before the foundation of the world, it was determined that he would be born and die for us. But here's the thing, this is just a little bit of information for you. Did you know that when you and I see the light from the sun, it actually is, we're looking into the past, and what we see actually happened 8 minutes ago? The closest star to the sun, it literally takes 4 years for the light from that star to get to Earth. As you move on out, light years and light years, we think most of these stars that we can see, and by the way, we can only see about 6,000-7,000 stars in the sky at night. And so if you live in the city, you don't see any. Somebody say amen right there. But did you know that there's 200 billion stars in our galaxy alone? Some of these stars you and I don't even see the light from. But the ones that we do see the light from, the light that we are seeing is from long before we were ever born. Is everybody all right? It took that long for it to travel here. And so we see the revelation of a star. We see their source. We see their span. We see their service. What is their service? Number one, to display God's glory. A star was born to display God's glory. Jesus was born to display God's glory. He was prophesied all through the Old Testament, and he was born so that you and I could see God's glory. And so stars, you and I, the Bible says in Genesis chapter number 1 that God made also the stars. And who doesn't like to go out on a nice clear night and look up at the stars? And who can't look up at the stars and think, man, look at what God did? The glory of God is displayed in the star. And so we see a star is born, and the glory of God is displayed in him. We see the glory of God in his birth. I ain't gonna go through all of it, but we see the glory of God in his love for us. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He was gave to you and I, a gift for you and I. And so we see the glory of God. They display God's glory. They direct God's people. All throughout time, men have used the stars as guidance. the original GPS God set in the sky before, I need somebody to help me right here, before he created man, God already had Tom Tom up there. Some of y'all don't even remember what Tom Tom is, because now you got Siri to tell you wherever you're supposed to go. All right. And so God, before man was even created, God had a GPS system intact. All right. And so they display God's glory. They direct God's people, and they declare God's gift. They declare God's gift. Now, that's different than giving or displaying God's glory, in that these men knew when they seen this star that the Messiah had been born. So God uses them to declare his gift. Is everybody with me? We're getting somewhere. The revelation of a star. We see the reality of the star. We see the reality of the star right here in Matthew chapter number 2. We see his presentation. It was a humble beginning. It was a humble beginning. Who would have thought that the King of the Jews would be born in a barn? They didn't come, the wise men didn't come looking for Jesus in the barn. Does everybody understand that? They didn't come looking for Jesus to be laid in a feed trough. They came to find Jesus in the palace. They came looking at the palace. That is where they came and inquired about this King of the Jews. And so when we look at this, we see his presentation, or his humble beginning. We see Jesus living a humble life, not as King of the Jews, but as an individual just like you and I. We don't see all the pomp. We don't see all the parades. We don't see all of these things. All we see is a Savior born in a barn, placed in a manger. Doesn't seem like that's exactly what you would look for the King of all the Jews. Is everybody with me? So we see his presentation. We not only see his presentation, but throughout his life, we see his performance. We see his birth. We see his life. We see his death. We see his burial. We see his resurrection. We see a star is born. He's not a celebrated star. Remember, we're looking at the reality. We're looking at the reality. He's not a celebrated star, but he was a star nonetheless. I mean, does anybody know of anybody that could raise the dead? He did it. He did it amongst witnesses, right? Does anybody know anybody that can heal the lame? He did it, and yet we have examples of it. In our mind, a star is a baseball player. Y'all got to help me this morning. In our mind, a star is a baseball player. Star is a football player. A star is a musician. A star is we have all these mindsets about what a star is. I can remember, how many of y'all remember Michael Jackson? We were talking about that the other day. Some song, we were in some restaurant, Michael Jackson was playing. I think I was with Brother Brian and them, and I said, man, this was the man back in the day. I mean, he transcended between races and everything else. White people liked him. Black folk liked him. I mean, this man, he was the King of Pop. A star, if you will. And everybody celebrated everything that Michael did until he started. Yeah, well, you know, all right. We'll stay away from that. But anyhow, it's funny how we put so much on individuals and miss out on the star. That's what I want us to see this morning, is we put all kind of pomp, we put all kind of things on everybody in the world but the star. We label somebody a star. What makes somebody a star? What makes them a star? What is it about somebody that we would consider them a star? All these stars have come out, and they're telling us how to vote. They're telling us how to act. They're telling us how to do anything. What have they earned? I get it. They went through acting lessons, and they went through all this, and they put a lot of time and effort in it. But if it wasn't for God, they wouldn't, right? I mean, if Jesus told Pilate that you would have no power except it was given you from above, I think we could translate that to every one of them athletes and everybody else out there. But we're missing out on who the real star is. And the reality of this star is that not many people celebrate it. Because of a humble beginning, he ain't celebrated. Not like you would the king of England or the king of this or the king of that. Well, he's not celebrated in that manner because of a humble beginning. He was born in a barn, thrown in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, which, by the way, is ripped pieces of cloth that were wrapped. It ain't that big old blanket that we all see in the nativity scene or these acting things where they wrap this baby in this nice plush little blanket. No, it was just ripped up cloth that they wrapped this child in. In other words, to behold him in that manger was not to say, huh, that's the king. The reality is, the revelation is that God let us know long before he was ever here that he was coming. God let us know when he got here that he was here. God let us know at the end of time, back in Revelation chapter number 22, that star ain't changed. Still burning. He's still who he was from the very beginning. Is everybody all right? All the way from Numbers all the way to Revelation, we have a star, and that star is born in the middle of that in Matthew chapter number 2 and declared to us by the Magi. How did they know this? We'll get to that. But anyhow, so we see his presentation. We see his performance. We see his power. We see the Bible tells us that he had authority. He had authority over the wind, over the earth. The Bible says that he spoke and the wind ceased. The Bible also tells us that he had authority at his death or at his resurrection when he told the disciples this, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. We find in Revelation chapter number 1, which I read to y'all, and I told y'all I made a joke about it, about the stars, about the preachers. We find out that he still has the authority. He still, all the churches and all the preachers, the Bible says, is in his hand. The Bible says they're in his hand. So we see the presentation of the star. We see the performance of the star in his life, death, burial, and resurrection. But we see the power of the star. All power is given to this star. There's some stars that they shine brightly for a time and then they're gone. There's some, like I already mentioned, Michael Jackson's one of them. Shine for a time, but now he's gone. There's many other stars. We've talking about, I talked with Brother Bobby. We were talking the other night and talking about John Wayne. I know about 3 of y'all know who John Wayne is, all right? And one of my favorite movies of John Wayne is Cowboys, and that's one that he dies in. And, you know, and many, there are not many times you find the star dying in the movie. And anyhow, but there was a time where John Wayne was the man. I need somebody to say amen. But John Wayne's time has gone. All right. And we could go on with countless others that we have deemed to be stars, but their star is gone. Why? Because they had no power. Just like you and I have no power over our life, our death, or when it's going to happen. But we see this star has power over it all. He laid his life down and he got up. And then he let us know, declared to us that all power is given unto him. And in Revelation he says, I hold the churches and the pastors in my hand. All power. Is everybody saying that? Alright, so we see the reality of the star in his presentation, his performance, his power, and in his permanence. I wrote this down because Revelation chapter number 22 is after the earth and the heavens are destroyed and a new earth and a new heaven has been created. And guess who he is? Still the star. He's still the star that was prophesied before he got here. And he'll be the star still at the end of all of this. Is everybody right? A star was born. He was born in Bethlehem. And we may not want to recognize him as a star. We'd rather put more on somebody else, and don't tell me that we don't. Like some of you that will drive 9,000 miles to go see a star and won't drive 9 miles to the church house to hear about the star. Right? We'll go through that. We'll stand in line to get tickets to go see the stars, little s. and miss out because it's too crowded to come hear about the star. Which leads me to this. We see the revelation of the star, the reality of the star, lasts the response to the star. The response to the star. The Bible tells us that the shepherds in Luke chapter number 2, which I read from, the Bible says that an angel appeared unto them and a light out of heaven shone round about them. That light out of heaven is believed to be the star. And so they were able to go directly to where Jesus was because the star shined on them. The Bible, I don't have time to go through all this, but the Bible says the Jews require a sign, and God gave them a sign. That sign was a star. That angel came to them shepherds and says, hey, unto you this day in the city of David is born a Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord. And how did they respond to it? They sought after him. Is everybody with me? They said, let us go see this thing. That's what they said. Let us go see this thing that was spoken of. And so they come to Bethlehem, and they come in this barn, cave, whatever it is, and there they find what was spoken to them in the fields by the angels laying in a manger. And what was their response? They worshiped him. Everybody all right? They worshiped him. And when they got done worshiping him, they went abroad and told everybody else about the star. They came and worshiped the star. And then according to the Bible in Luke chapter number 2, they went abroad and told everybody else about the star and what had happened to them. So we see how the shepherds respond. Then we see how the wise men respond. The Bible says that they came looking for the King of the Jews for what purpose? To worship him. That's what they came. Does that not strike you odd that a Gentile from the east came to Jerusalem to worship a King of the Jews? As I mentioned Wednesday night, Jesus came to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. And so the shepherds represent the Jews, and the wise men, the magi, the men from the east, they represent us. We come along a little bit later than what they did because it took, is everybody all right? It took us a little bit longer to get to him than what it did for them. But we came to him the same way the Jew did, to worship him. But when we came, we bring gifts. Oh, don't get quiet. Everybody's all scared right now. Now, preacher, it's Christmas time. My wallet's done been hit. Don't be talking about gifts right now. We bring gifts that are different than the Jews. See, the Jews didn't, they didn't praise him by bringing him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But the Gentiles come because we, everybody all right? We see his deity. We see his high priest. We see his death. And so we come bearing the, I need somebody to help. Bearing those gifts. But our purpose is not any different than the Jews. Our purpose is to worship him. That's why they came. Is everybody all right? They left everything that they knew behind in the east. They made preparations. As I told you, this was more than likely a large caravan. The Bible tells us in, let me get over there, I'll read this to you, it might be cool to you, it might not, but Isaiah chapter number 60, and in verse number 6, The Bible says this, the multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the way back 700 years before his birth, these wise men from the east are prophesied as coming to see this baby, to worship and to bring gifts. And so we see two responses that are very similar. The Jews and the Gentiles who sought him out worshiped him. Everybody all right? I want to talk about somebody else, though. I want to talk about the religious leaders. Herod said, somebody come tell me about this star. So he called together the priests and he called together the scribes. And he said, where is this king going to be born? They said, hey, he's going to be born in Bethlehem in Judea. It's been prophesied of. It's in the Bible. It's in the scripture. It's there. We're told that he'd be born right there in Bethlehem of Judea and that he would be a governor that would come and that would rule his people. They knew the scripture. Y'all, they knew the scripture. They knew it. They had an answer for him. Hey, this is the religious crowd. This is the Jews. This is the people that he came to die for. And when they come up and these wise men say, hey, the king of the Jews has been born. We have seen a star. Where is he? We've come to worship him. And the old king said, tell me, where was he born at? The religious leader said, oh, we know. He was born in Bethlehem, Judea. But that's it. They didn't seek after him. It was almost as if, yeah, we know the star is born, but we got other things to do. Y'all got to help me. We got other things to do. I mean, yeah, we know that the star is born, but we got to do sacrifices. We're going to have to go do some copying of the Bible. We're going to have to go do this, this, and this, and this, and this. Does it not seem odd to you that these wise men responded so much differently than the religious crowd? It ought not seem any different to us because that's exactly how it played out in the Bible. It was the religious crowd that didn't have nothing to do with Jesus. Oh, y'all, do you see how God set this whole thing up in his birth? A star was born, and God is showing us how the universe would respond to it. By the shepherds, they were the believing Jews that they sought him out. Go through scripture and through his whole life and his ministry walking on earth, they sought him out. He come out, got out of the boat, and the multitude was waiting on him. And so he sat them down and he began to teach. Why? Because he had compassion on them. And the Bible says many believed. The Bible tells us that the wise men come. And the wise men, they come from afar. This is the introduction of the Gentiles and how they would respond. They hear about him through what? Scripture. The Jews were right there with him. But they heard about it and knew about him by scripture. We have seen his star. How did they know? How did they know? They did not have Jesus there. How did they know? They knew through scripture. Somehow, some way, God made a way for the Jew to take something to this far east. And they assessed from the scripture that a star was born. And so they sought after this star. This is good. This is just good. I don't care who you are. Then you had the religious crowd, and they said, oh, we know about the star. We tell you anything you want to know about the scripture. We know all about it, but this ain't the star. Because if this was a star, we'd know. We'd be there. We'd be more. Is everybody all right? Man, aren't they a picture of the modern day church? Knows a little bit about him, but it does not affect them. It does not impact them. Yeah, you want to know about the story of Jesus? I can tell you about Jesus. I can tell you anything you want to know about Jesus. Matter of fact, I can tell you where he was born. I can tell you that he was born on Christmas Day. By the way, he wasn't. Everybody all right? No, I just thought I'd throw that out there. We can throw it. You put it however you want to, but they were like, hey, we know all about it. We can tell you all about it, but who cares? Who cares? And this is how people respond when we say the first Noel. When we sing Noel, when we sing a child is born unto us, we act as if that ain't no big deal. It was a big deal. This was the star of the whole universe. Nobody compares. Nobody has his beginning. Nobody has his end. This is it. He is the star. But people respond so much differently. Is everybody all right? The last one we're going to look at is Herod. Herod responded to it. You know what Herod wanted to do? He wanted to destroy it. And don't we have that group of people? We got a group of people that they sought after him because they were there. We got a group of people that sought after him because of scriptures. We have a group of people that knew about him, but they didn't care nothing. And now we see a man that finds out about him and sets out to destroy him. Complete rebellion, rejection. And do you know that those four types of people sit in the church today? Mm-hmm. There's some of you that are here because your life is falling apart and you got enough sense to discern that this is a sign from God and there's something that needs to change in your life. And you come seeking the Lord. You just kind of grew up around it your whole life and heard from the scripture, and by an edumacation in the scripture, knowledge of the scripture, you've come to the conclusion that, yep, this is the star. And so you come seeking after him. But there's some, I've heard all the stories. I've sat in all the Sunday school classes. I've gone through all the motions. But it ain't no big deal. Now, the first two worshiped, and you notice the other ones, they didn't worship. And then there's some that says, you know what, I've heard this nonsense, and I'm sick of it. I'll kill it. I'll get rid of it to where I don't have to hear about it no more. And we'll stop our ears up to the truth. You know what made Herod so mad? There was another king. Dalton got it. Nobody else got it. Dalton got it. Hey, you know what made Herod so mad? They was another king. Man, they some people in this world. They got to be king. And if they ain't king, ain't nobody else going to be king. So this morning, how are you going to respond to the star? Maybe your life is in shambles and you come to the church and God saved you. I say you in that first group. And you know what that first group did? They worshiped. Not only did they worship, they went out and told everybody about it. That second group, they come in. They knew a little bit about him, about scripture, but you know what? They came the same way the Jews did and they worshiped him. But you get in some dangerous territory when we're just a little religious crowd that knows about him. But could care less. Because that crowd, they come to church every Sunday morning, Sunday nights, Wednesday nights, Bible college, whatever. Ain't no big deal. We're just here. Say it again. We're just here. Everybody's looking at the baby. She's got the Rona. I'm just kidding. She ain't got the Rona. Hey, is everybody all right? Y'all back here. Look here. I believe sometimes that we don't want to hear the truth. And here's a group of people, God's showing us how they respond to his birth. And they responded by saying, ain't no big deal. Yeah, we've read about it. It's not no big deal. And then there's a group, and maybe you're sitting here today, say, yeah. Yada, yada. Can we get this over with? I'm tired. I got football games to be watched today. There's things that I got to do. I've heard it all before. There ain't a sermon you can preach on Jesus that I ain't already heard. And we just shut it out and say, I'm not going to worship. Matter of fact, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. This morning, I want to be one of them first two groups. I know I'm one of them first two groups. But I'm going to be honest with you, Brother Kenny. There's times that I look at my worship and say, man, that's pretty pathetic. For all God's done for me, these shepherds, they had a word from God, but he hadn't done a blessed thing for them at this time. But they came and they worshiped the baby. The wise men, though there was prophecy of him, they hadn't heard about all of his great miracles, and they hadn't read about, I need somebody to help me right here. These shepherds and these wise men, they hadn't read about what all he did. They hadn't read about him healing the lame, making the blind to see, causing the deaf to hear, making the dumb to speak. They hadn't heard about him restoring the hand that was withered. They hadn't heard about him raising the dead. And yet you and I all sit in here. We all sit in here with the privilege of knowing that Jesus was all of that and more. Fed 15,000 people. He was a governor to rule. I told you what that word rule meant. To feed. You and I have the privilege. This is the scary part. Y'all ready? We have the privilege of the religious leaders. We got a lot of knowledge about him. But is it a, I know about it, preacher, but Heads bowed with me. How about you come? This morning, the first Noel, the first Christmas, a gift was given. A star was born. A star that will go from eternity past to eternity future. How will you respond this morning? Heads bowed and eyes closed. That somebody may be sitting in here and right now is going to determine your eternity. How you receive the information you've heard will ultimately determine your eternity. If you sit under the sound of my voice this morning and say, preacher, if I was to die right now in the seat that I'm sitting in, I do not know where I'd spend eternity. Maybe you say it like this, preacher, I do not know if I'd go to heaven or if I'd go to hell. I'm not sure, preacher. There's never been a time where somebody's taken a Bible and shown me how to be saved. If that's you this morning, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to look right up at me. I'm not going to embarrass you or send anybody to you. I want you to be honest with me. If you'll be honest with me, I've tried to be honest with you this morning. I'm asking you to be honest with me. Preacher, I do not know. Just look right up at me. That's all I'm asking you to do. I won't embarrass you, send anybody to you, or make nothing. I'm asking you, just look right up at me, and you can put your head right back down. Is there anybody like that? Thank you. They was one. Is there somebody else? Be honest with me. You're not alone. Be honest with me. I'll be honest with you. Preacher, I do not know. Maybe you say it like this. I lay my head down on the pillow sometimes at night and wonder if I'd go to heaven. If that's you, I want you to look right up at me. All right. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. God, we've had one, Lord, that has recognized where they are and they're standing with you. Lord, I pray right now, God, to give them courage. Lord, to take the step to go beyond just knowing about you to knowing you. Go beyond a head knowledge to a heart knowledge. In Jesus' name, head still bowed with me. Would you let me? I got my wife and take a Bible and show you how to be saved if you'll let me do that. Will you let me do that? Come on. Anybody else? Anybody else? Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. God, I look at this story differently this morning, knowing that, Lord, there's been times in my life where I look back, I've had a head knowledge of you for a long time. I've seen you work in my life for a long time. Know the scripture. But Lord, I won't lie. Sometimes I'm just like that religious leader, Lord, that sit there having all the knowledge in the world about you. But Lord, I don't respond with worship. I respond with apathy. I respond as if you coming was no big deal. I respond as if under you a child is born, a Savior is born. I respond as, yeah, I know it. God, help me to respond in worship. Lord, help me to respond in acknowledgement that the creator of this universe came to be born, Lord, in a barn, a cave, laid not in a crib, but in a manger. Not to come and rule with an iron fist, not to come and rule with great pomp, and not to rule with a palace. But Lord, to come and die so that I may live. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, that you take what we heard today. Let us recognize a star was born, and a star is still alive today. God, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would continue to minister to our hearts through this Christmas season as we celebrate the first Noel, a child born in our midst, a child born to die for us. God, we thank you for that gift. Lord, we thank you for his sacrifice. Lord, we thank you for his resurrection. Lord, I pray this morning as we leave out of here, Lord, that Christmas will not just be about the presents this year, but Lord, it'll be about worshiping.